Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can catch us online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the Arts Center Executive Director, Mindy Schmitz, is joining us. And Mindy, welcome back to our show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we love having you on, a regular here on Let's Talk About It now, and keeping us up to speed with all the things happening at the Arts Center. We are in the summer months. It's a busy time to be in Jamestown, and the Arts Center has a lot of great things happening. The first of which is that Arts Market, and the first event is this Thursday, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Well, we're really excited too, and we have been busy.
Yeah.
Our first Downtown Arts Market, the second year now, our first one is June 6th, and we start off with an African arts arena, which is African drumming and dancing, and the performers will interact with the audience, and they'll talk about their storytelling from their experience of where they came from in Toga.
Yeah.
And then after the second performance then is the Gina Powers Band. And they're from Fargo, and they're alternate country and American, and they're a songwriting band, and they're just a lot of fun. It's going to be great. And we've got a good lineup of vendors. We've got Johnny B's that's going to be having some pizza out there for people to buy. And we have some summer activities, some art activities with Linda Roche, who's going to do some watercolors. And so we're excited, and here it is.
This is it. It's all been building up to this point. And really, Mindy, a lot of this stuff is open for anybody who wants to come and check it out. And it's every Thursday throughout the summer. And there's a lot of things.
There are a lot of things. It's every Thursday except for the 4th of July. Except and everything is free, unless, of course, you buy something for a vendor. But all the acts and performances and art projects, they're all free. And we're always looking for volunteers. If you want to volunteer, stop at the Art Center. We can put you to work someplace. But it's a lot of work. And we're just so thankful for all the sponsors. Sponsors came out, and you know, they donated their time and most importantly their money for us to bring this to Jamestown. And so I just thank all the sponsors too.
Absolutely. What time does it kick off, Mindy? What time is
starts
that each
at 5:30 to 8:30 every Thursday, and that's a little different than last year, but with the schedule, we thought it would work out a little bit better.
Perfect. So get it on your calendar. Just lock down 5:30 to 8:30 every Thursday to be at the Arts Park, because it's different every single week. I got to stress that, because it's not, they just have music in this every week. It changes every
absolutely
single week.
Like next week on the 13th, we have the Deb Jenkins Band, and she's great out of Fargo. But we're also featuring an East Indian dancer. Awesome. And it's all going to be part of the Worley project that we have in our gallery. So we kind of try and use what we have in our gallery and, you know, let that flow outside to the Arts Park. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. So make sure, again, you mark down Thursdays this summer to be at the Arts Park. Mindy Schmitz, again, Arts Center Executive Director, joining us on Let's Talk About It. You brought up the exhibit. You got camps coming up as well this summer, Mindy, and kind of kicks off there with that Worley project as well.
Right. There's a camp that starts next Monday and Tuesday is for the kindergarten through second graders, and then the older kids in the later part of the week. And that's the wonderful world of Worley.
Yeah.
And so we're going to use the exhibit that we've got there, and our own Sally Jepson is going to teach the kids, and that's going to be a great great camp. And then it's all going to connect into the Arts Market on the 13th.
Okay.
So that'd be great.
Awesome. And to get signed up for camps, Mindy, what are some...
Just come on down to the Arts Center or give us a call, 251-2496, and we'll get you going, or go to our website.
There you go. So call, stop by, check out the exhibit, a wonderful exhibit, and it's going to be here for a few more weeks,
A couple more weeks, right? Yep.
Okay, so stop by, check that free exhibit as well. So there's a lot of things happening. The camps, get signed up for those, get your kids involved. And I want to mention too, Mindy, that summer meals program kicked off earlier this week. And that's all summer long as well at the Arts Park.
Exactly. We are featured with, we're partnering with the Great Plains Food Bank, and the Hanson Arts Park is a spot where any kid under the age of 18 can come for a summer meal. And we've partnered with other businesses in town to help distribute those meals. And so we just welcome any kid who needs a meal, come on in or come on over, and we'll, no questions asked, we'll give you a sack lunch.
Free meal. And it's during a certain time. I think yours was...
Ours was from 12 to 12:30.
12 to 12:30. So keep that in mind. Free meals. It helps out during the summer months. Lots of things happening at the Arts Center, and there's a full list. They can always stop by and get that, but they also can go to the website, right, Mindy?
JamestownArts.com.
JamestownArts.com. Perfect. So again, Arts Market. Every Thursday, we've got the camps. Always looking for volunteers. The summer meals program. Like I said, busy time at the Arts Center. And Mindy, anything else you want to throw out there? Is that covered?
Just hope to
right
see
now?
You guys on Thursday.
There you go. We want to see a big turnout. So get there Thursday. Mindy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.